After 49 years of dealing with the Roe v. Wade decision, which found a constitutional right hidden in the shadows of the Constitution, the Supreme Court has finally overturned that decision, which means now the regulation of abortion will be left to the states. And the court found that the states have legitimate interests in preservation of prenatal life at all stages of development, the protection of maternal health and safety of the mother, the elimination of particularly gruesome, barbaric medical procedures that are used in late-term abortions, and the mitigation of pain that unborn babies suffer during the abortion procedure, and also the prevention of discrimination on the basis of race, sex, or disability, such as Down syndrome. So this is something that motivated me way back in 1980 to first run for the legislature. In our state, we have a lot of work to do to try to get some reasonable laws into effect that would allow exemptions to the radical extremist pro-abortion policy that allows abortion at any time for any reason, and all sorts of different medical providers to perform abortions, which, of course, hurts the safety for the woman that's having the abortion and puts her at risk. So, but things such as parental notification, the elimination of sex selection abortions, the elimination of abortions based on Down syndrome, late-term abortions. So there's a number of reasonable laws that have been introduced in the past in our state that now we can look at again. And these are laws that would be supported by the vast majority of the citizens of our state.